crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And loaded for another live transmission. It is the 21st day of July 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here for the next 2 hours. We have an individual who's always informative and thought-provoking. Pastor David Manning will be joining us coming up in the second hour. He's had quite a bit to say about the whole Trayvon Martin situation. James David Manning will be joining us in the second hour today, and I'll be focusing in on the whole situation with Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman in the context of how it's being used as social control. Because if I just covered it and debated it, that would kind of feed into the whole divide and conquer distraction that it is. But if we use it as a teaching tool, while the public is captivated with the ongoing distraction, then it can be certainly enlightening, very enlightening on very many different fronts. So that is coming up today here on this live worldwide broadcast. I want to thank David Knight and the crew for doing a great job on Thursday and Friday when I took a few days off with the family. Actually take off a record low amount of vacation, and I end up working always when I'm on the road. Some of those videos were just posted up on Infowars.com, and I tend to not take long vacations. I tend to break them up into shorter little snippets, or they're working vacations, like when I went to cover Bilderberg a few months ago in England. But some of those videos from the vacation, the short little vacation down to the Texas coast, are up on Infowars.com. I visited Gonzales, the birthplace of Texas independence, where they have big murals and flags saying, come and take it. Try to confiscate our firearms. You'll get a new 1776. And I also have a satire group of videos up on Infowars.com that just got posted titled, Obama Creates Giant Rainbow After Catching Huge Fish. And there's two videos I shot on the coast. One of the smaller alligator gars was only 60 pounds that we caught. We make the joke that Obama really caught it. And then also a rainbow that I shot some video of that we point out that Obama says that he made, because God doesn't exist, and so the government must have made it, the state is God. Certainly he even shot the video of it. So President Obama was down there with me on the vacation doing all the work. And I just keep bringing back the whole you didn't build it thing, because it illustrates the mindset of what this tyrant has been pushing. Now, all of that aside, I haven't even mentioned the big news that's coming up after the break. But also, before I forget, it came out 3 days ago. We premiered it on InfoWars Nightly News. It's got about 150,000 views. It needs to get about 5 million views in the next week to really have an effect. And that is the documentary that I'm in. And there's a lot of other really interesting and informative people in it. State of Mind, the Psychology of Control goes viral. The video in full, in HD, that premiered on PrisonPlanet.tv is available to everybody right now at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Please take that page and email it, Facebook it, tweet it out to everyone you know. And we can really use the power of the millions of listeners that this broadcast has to launch this film and wake people up to the basics of how they're being manipulated with the history of mind control, the present, and the future. Speaking of mind control, coming up in the London Independent of all places, inside Google's HQ, their plan to put brain chips in you and your family. That is the plan. And it's really a globalist plan. I told you about it 15 years ago, but now here it is. We're also going to get into masses of doctors quitting over Obamacare and how that dwarfs the NSA spying system and more.
Are we choosing?
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Way truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Are we seeing the earth? You got it. Are we seeing the earth now? You got it. Are we seeing the earth? You got it. Are we seeing the earth now?
I want to thank you for joining us on this live Sunday transmission, the 21st day of July, 2013. Pastor James David Manning, who runs a big successful church up in the New York area in Harlem, and who has one of the biggest private programs feeding young, mainly black people up there, he's going to be joining us. He has a lot to say about the whole Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman tragedy and the distraction. We're also going to play that clip where Charles Barkley came out and basically said he agreed with the verdict. We've also seen Jimmy Carter come out and say the verdict was the right thing. I've had a lot of liberal former prosecutors on as well who have agreed with the verdict, because there was reasonable doubt. And I know we're 8 days after the verdict, but there have been giant demonstrations all over the country, racial attacks from Chicago to New York, from Miami to Los Angeles, just stacks of reports where whites are being beaten up and rolled. They're being robbed because they're white and they deserve it. And that's like the old days, and it still goes on some, where gay people would be robbed outside of their homes or their neighborhoods or the clubs they would frequent because, well, they're gay, so they deserve to be beaten up, according to the people that would go and beat them up. Really, it was an excuse to rob them. And folks have pointed out, whether you agree with that lifestyle or not, that is a wrong thing to do. Well, now the media has sold, the establishment dinosaur media, the idea that it is okay to beat up white people because, after all, they're racist and they deserve it. And this is what's been sold. And so we're going to be looking at the, no exaggeration, scores of reports every day confirmed racial attacks across this country and how it has been sold as something that is a good idea. And on that front, here are some of the headlines. We'll cover in more detail next hour. L.A. joins nationwide protest against Zimmerman acquittal. I wish folks would protest about the foreign banks draining us each and every week of tens of billions of dollars, $85 billion a month, given to foreign offshore banks. I certainly wish that people would be concerned about the loss of liberties for all Americans. But no, the media knows how to divide and conquer. Also, we'll be getting into this report that's up on Infowars.com. George Zimmerman and Barack Obama share the same disapproval rating. That's just a classic. Also, Trayvon's parents are leading the Zimmerman protest all over the country, calling for the Justice Department to come in and persecute him more. But six dead, 17 wounded in shootings since Friday night in Chicago, the Chicago Sun-Times reports, mainly black-on-black violence. There won't be any demonstrations over that, calling for the people of Chicago to be able to be armed to protect themselves from the criminals. But welcome to Chicago. Now give me that iPhone. Chicago Tribune reports on groups of black teens going around beating up people outside shopping malls, even in areas not afflicted by the higher crime, saying, you white bleepers, leave us alone. And then you've got the white politically correct people saying, I don't think it was racial. I just think they targeted anyone whose phone they could get. Yeah, right. Just like the riots in L.A., they're saying that's not related to the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman situation. So we're going to be going over all of that. And Obama comes out and acts like he's not trying to stir things up, and he wants us all to come together while having his surrogates on MSNBC, Media Matters, his own press secretary, you name it, hyping things up, sending in the Justice Department on record, to stir up demonstrations a year and a half ago, a year ago, and even 2 months ago. They've been caught covertly trying to get demonstrations going because Obama has got to deliver something to his constituents. And so he's higher taxes and Obamacare on poor people, deindustrialization, shipping General Motors to China, your taxpayer money paid, $20-plus billion to do that, shutting down power plants across America with federal regulations, on and on and on. So he needs to at least act like he's doing something, and so he wants to stir everyone up, knowing that if they went for a murder conviction, they couldn't prove that Zimmerman was premeditatedly going out there to kill him. They knew they would get this verdict. They knew it. That's on record from the start. So they could then have the feds come in and persecute Zimmerman because Stalin said one man dying is a tragedy. 10,000 dying is a statistic. And so Obama can sit there with the globalists and the offshore banks that run the insurance companies and rake poor people over the coals with giant payroll tax increases for everybody under Obamacare, on and on and on, with all the things they're doing to impoverish this country. But it doesn't matter. He can sit there and manipulate the Democratic judge and the Democratic prosecutors on record, run the police chief out because he wouldn't be part of it, then make sure he gets charged with something that every lawyer across the board says, no way you can get a conviction for premeditated murder. Maybe manslaughter. Maybe you could then say, okay, we can get a conviction. No way you can do that, knowing they'd get that. Again, problem, reaction, solution. So we're going to be breaking all of that as well down with Pastor James David Manning. If you haven't heard the pastor, he's very eloquent and also can speak from a black perspective as somebody who even grew up in the South. So we're going to get his take on all of this in the second hour today, and we'll also play some clips with Charles Barkley, basically agreeing with what he said and what Jimmy Carter said. And again, Jimmy Carter said, he said, I follow the trial. You can pull up the video. He talked to the Atlanta TV station, Atlanta, Georgia. We played the clip on last Thursday. But he said, look, you might have been able to get manslaughter. No way you can get premeditated murder. No way you can get that, so he had to be acquitted. And again, the prosecutors all knew that. There's now a lawsuit with the head IT person from that prosecutor's office in Florida when he went and downloaded off Trayvon's phone loot, telephone, things like that, and the firearm. And he said, this has to be given to the defense. And they said, no, that's not going to be given to the defense. And he said, well, that's a felony, so I'm going to leak it. So they fired him when he gave it to the defense attorney. So there's another issue here. I think that O.J. Simpson was guilty, and the civil trial found him guilty. But back when that happened, I actually followed that soap opera, as I know many of you did. And in the final equation, even though he probably did it, he had to go free because there was evidence the police tried to frame O.J. Simpson. Undoubtedly, the blood had the blood additive. It was clearly from the ampule they took from O.J. Simpson. There was a lot of other evidence going on. So even if you think somebody's guilty, but he's been framed, A lot of times they try to frame somebody they think's guilty. They don't just frame innocent people. They also, in history, tend to frame people they think are guilty, but then that leads to framing innocent people as well. That's why it's so immoral. It's like torture. Yeah, you might be torturing somebody who's really guilty, but then it's going to be used down the road to get fake confessions and turns into its own greater evil. That's why you have to be against torture. That's why we have these checks and balances. So O.J. had to go free, and he ended up getting back into trouble. He's in jail right now, O.J. Simpson. So it's the same thing here. Now, I'm done talking about that till the next hour, and we'll get into that with Pastor Manning. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, London Independent. Inside Google's HQ, their plan to put brain chips in all of us. That's not actually their plan. That's the globalist plan. And I put that in my 2002 film, Descent into Tyranny, my book, but also the book, Road to Tyranny. We're going to come back, though, and get into the latest on the NSA and a lot more straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now's the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm here live. Then we come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with the abbreviated two-hour transmission Central Time as well. And don't forget InfoWars Nightly News, hosted and anchored by myself and my great crew of intrepid reporters and researchers, coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. Okay, let me mention what's coming up here. I want to get into the rise of the warrior cop. Is it time to reconsider the militarization of American policing? No, that's not from InfoWars.com. That's from the Wall Street Journal. Here is another report that we're going to be getting into along those very same lines. U.S. military drone surveillance is expanding to hotspots beyond declared combat zones. This is out of the Washington Post. Including America, if that's been going on a long time, and now they're just now admitting it. This is the nature of tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. We're also going to get into high-end stores use facial recognition tools to spot VIPs. Again, I told you about this 15 years ago. We're going to be getting into it. That's from NPR today. That aired today. We have their text report. We're also going to get into the NSA. Mood shifting. Congress may move to limit NSA spying. I'll give you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. NSA phone snooping cannot be challenged in court, feds say. It's not illegal when the president does it. It's not illegal when the bureaucrats do it. Yeah, it didn't work for Nixon or Hitler or Julius Caesar. It ain't going to work for you either. And we're going to get into move over NSA. Here comes the Obamacare Big Brother database from a great news site put together by some reporters at the Washington Times. It's the top story on DrudgeReport.com. You want to find this great article. We've already written articles about this last month, pointing this out in Obamacare, the way it's being implemented. But this story really breaks it down up at DrudgeReport.com. We also have it linked at InfoWars.com, but we just have the blurb up there. Drudge's link to the entire story. Move over NSA. Here comes the Obamacare Big Brother database, and it shares it with everybody. See, it's the enabler in law to share it with everybody. Every federal agency, every bureaucratic group, every private corporate group that the government contracts with, your entire health history and everything else. We're going to be getting to that. But first, I want to talk about something here. If you're a new listener, you'll tune in and say, okay, yeah, this guy sounds like a libertarian slash right winger. And, you know, he's a little radical, but a lot of what he says I already know about. Big deal. I want you to understand something. If you're a longtime listener, you're sitting back going, no, Alex has been talking about this for 18 years. There are people listening in Austin, Texas, that have been watching and listening to yours truly for 18 years. And the reason I point that out is we trailblazed. I trailblazed. And I'm not bragging here. The point is, I was able to trailblaze because everything you're seeing announced now is between 5 and 50 years behind what's really going on. A lot of it's 3 or 4, 5, 6, you know, 10, 20 years behind. But a lot of it is 20, 30, 40, 50 years behind. In research papers, in CIA reports and State Department Memorandum 200. I mean, all these things I'm saying mean things. Look them up. In Eco Science, written by the White House science czar, in 1974, the year I was born, stuff like that. I mean, here's an example. The ACLU has come out, and we have the article up on InfoWars.com. Watch this. Is your future, again, watch, this is your future ordering a pizza in 2015. This is an article out today with an ACLU report. Now, here is, from 2004, USA Today. See, when I say something, and I just say, when you order a pizza, they're spying on you, and it's hooked into the NSA, and you think, oh, he just said that. That's a gestalt of things I already know in triplicate. You see, before this was in USA Today, I knew, before I got on air, that it was in financial and military publications, that everything and every purchase you made digitally was already put in a Pentagon computer and mapped in 1986 and then stored in a computer called the Beast. I didn't make that up, in Brussels, Belgium. Yeah, if you're a radio listener, I just showed the article from USA Today on the screen. We have a free video feed at InfoWars.com/show. But anybody can just, so there's articles out and the ACLU is out going, oh, soon when you order a pizza, they're going to run it through an NSA database. No. No. In the mid-1980s, 84, 85, 86 is when this stuff all went online publicly. Publicly. I remember being in church in the mid-80s and hearing the preacher read this out of the newspaper. Okay? So, let's just get this straight. When you hear me cover something, this is very important, about 95% of the time conservatively, it's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50-year-old news, okay? I mean, if I tell you they're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines, they had congressional hearings in 1969 and estimated over 100 million Americans got cancer from the polio vaccine alone. And my crew just sits in there and types in congressional hearings on cancer virus in polio vaccine, and they can pull it up, you can pull it up. Everything I say, you can put in a search engine that's really an NSA two-way system. You can put it in, and you can pull it up. Okay, I'm going to say that again. And by the way, they didn't do it on accident. The PBS out of Boston interviewed one of the inventors with Salk, and they bragged, they put it in there, and they said, quote, because there's too many people. Just type in the polio vaccine inventor admits they put cancer viruses in vaccine on purpose. You'll get that. And he laughs about it. See, here's the deal. I'm talking to you about the real world here. Okay? And you can choose to say, oh, that guy's out of control. But, I mean, look, this is not me. This is USA Today saying when you order a pizza from any of the major pizza companies, many of them, their main profit is tracking people with the federal government, tens of billions a year are spent, and it's run through a criminal database to track exactly where you're at. And then they decide if they want to come SWAT team you for warrants or whatever. Your rights aren't read to you when you order a pizza. So when I come back, I'm going to explain what a social contract is, and I'm going to point out that the people running things have broken it premeditatedly, consciously. And the nanny state isn't your friend. It's a bear trap with cyanide injectors. We'll be right back.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Alex Jones here. Thank you for joining us on the Sunday edition. Let's go ahead now and get into the Webster's, Merriam-Webster definition of the social contract, okay? Let's go over the social contract, because many analysts, many historians from across the political spectrum are now saying the social contract is broken. I saw a New York Times headline a few days ago. So the system's gone from denying there's any corruption, denying there's any problems, to saying, oh my gosh, we do have an out-of-control government and an out-of-control corporate system, and there are all these people above the law, and there are all these rich people that are tax-exempt who lobby to raise taxes on the little people. You see, a lot of little people who are mid-level establishment technicians and gatekeepers are starting to figure out they're not going to be part of the ruling establishment. They're starting to figure out there's not a lot of room at the authoritarian top. There's a lot more room at the top in a free, diverse, economic, cultural system that has a real social contract. And very few countries have a good social contract. I can count on one hand nations and empires and systems that had decent social contracts. One hand. England for a few periods, a few areas of Western Europe for short periods, Rome for a short period, a few of the nation states of Greece for a short period, the United States for a short period. And generally, you end up getting a free society when people revolt and don't submit to command and control, organized monopoly economies. Australia was a slave penal colony for the first 100 years plus of its existence until people revolted, just like we did here in 1776. We revolted in Texas against the dictator Santa Anna, and so we became the wealthiest state in the wealthiest country in the world per capita. But everywhere where people laid down, North Korea, Mexico, Nigeria, on and on and on, you have poverty, degradation, and secret police, and men with machine guns on the corner, but everyone else is disarmed. See, all the telltale signs of a tyranny. So let me go over the social contract, because if we don't get it back, because a lot of you are like, I don't care if they spy on me. I don't care if they take my liberties. What do I have to hide? That's like telling your kid, hey, you have nothing to hide when you're playing in the front yard. If a man pulls up in a white van, you have nothing to hide, Jimmy or Jenny. Go ahead and go get in the van with the nice man that looks like Jeffrey Dahmer crossed with Attila the Hun mixed in with Charlie Manson. Go ahead and go get in the car with the man dressed up like Crispy the Clown. And go on down in his basement with him, too, because you have nothing to hide. Listen, we've got due process in our rights, because there's always groups of tyrants and special interest that like to take over towns, cities, counties, states, and countries, and then enslave everybody. You know all the old westerns, probably the most classical thing on Gunsmoke or in John Wayne movies or in The Rifleman? Every time I see The Rifleman on TV, I'll be on some trip and have the TV on, and The Rifleman's on one of the family channels, and some corrupt group's taken over the town, and some corrupt sheriff's brought in some gunslingers, and everybody's intimidated, and why, The Rifleman, McCain's got to stand up to him. Did you know that if you study Western history, but Southern history, Northern history, this whole country, Australia was the same. Canada was the same. It was constantly townspeople in shootouts with the corrupt government overthrowing it. Those are true stories, folks, that you see turned into fiction in every other movie where the old military man has to stand up to the bad guys because they rape his wife and kill his kids or vice versa. We see that with Clint Eastwood. You know, many of those Clint Eastwood movies, because I know history, I've studied it. You can do it too, or actually real stories. Even in the same real towns, they don't even tell you it's a real story when you're watching it. And our ancestors went through that. But let me tell you, if they had better propaganda 150 years ago, the railroad would have come into town and said, we're here to offer security. And they would have blown up the bank. They would have hired their own desperados to rob the bank, run a false flag, and then taking everybody's liberties in the name of stopping the desperados, the bandits. Well, actually, there are some real cases of that. But people didn't trust the system, and people were wily, and they'd rather die than lay down. And so we had a free country compared to every other nation. The American system. And when you say the establishment's broken the social contract, we don't have a king. We don't have a lord. We don't have a god that is the government. We have a god above that, so the state is not God. Our rights come from God. Even if you're an atheist, you should love the beauty of that because it means the state can't become the god. So let's read from Merriam-Webster's definition of social contract and ask if it hasn't been broken. social contract, actual or hypothetical compact between the ruled and their ruler. So it's we the people. So see, we've broken our own compact and let the tyrants take over. The original inspiration for the notion may derive from the biblical covenant between God and Abraham, but it is most closely associated with the writings of Thomas Hobbes and John Locke. Locke believed that rulers also were obliged to protect private property and the right to the freedom of thought, speech, and worship. And it goes on to say that when that is broken, you are living in a tyranny, a broken social contract. Now, who can deny we're living in a social contract? They've lied to us about everything. Government narcotics trafficking, government corruption, the corporations that come and buy off the government, the special interest, the laws they're passing that are purely unconstitutional, the looting of the treasury. But let's just look at the current situation. Here's McClatchy Newspapers. Mood shifting. Congress may move to limit NSA spying. No, what's really happened here is this has become so obvious now, they want to do window dressing. It's like when the torture came out, the illegal torture of innocent people even, as if torture wasn't bad enough. And so they tried to pass laws saying they get rid of torture, but actually it codified torture, just calling it something else. So that's what's really going on there. Congress has been part of all of this, just like they've been part of the NSA spying. And it turned out they would tell the NSA, don't brief us, we don't want to know. They're just shelling out as fast as they can, wanting to not be involved in the felonies. So here's another one. NSA phone snooping cannot be challenged in court, the feds say. Yeah, Hitler said he was above the law. So did Richard Nixon. Bill Clinton said he was above the law. This is the essence of tyrants. They say they are sovereign, not the law, not the general people. The National Security Agency headquarters has now responded to lawsuits telling a federal judge that wholesale vacuum up of all phone data in the United States is a public interest, and they decide it. Of course, our law, our Constitution, common sense says it'll be used by special interests to corner markets, to manipulate markets, to shut down competition, and it comes out they're not spying on terrorists. The globalists run most of the terrorists. That's on record now. See, told you that for years, now it's on record. Because the cutting edge of this is that they don't just spy on us. All this data ends up coming out in the open. So, see, they're now saying they're above the law. Now, let's look at the next article here. Move over, NSA. Here comes the Obamacare Big Brother database. And this is a story from Rare.us breaking down all the subsections and the GOA report, going on to say that this basically was a cover to legalize all the different federal agencies spying without warrants and to allow them to share it unlimited. But again, a law that's unconstitutional, Marbury versus Madison, is null and void. We're going to come back and talk about how we get our social contract back straight ahead.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Illusions, Mr. Wordsworth.
That's right. The state is God.
That you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all.
You didn't build anything.
Spindly limbs in a dream.
The state built it.
The state has no use for your
The God. State is God.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Blasphemy! The government is God! Government built it all! Well, I guess it did build Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia and every other big nightmare. It gives power to psychopaths to get away with unbelievable evil. So the NSA for decades has been spying on everything the American people do. It's targeting the press, the Congress for blackmail. Everything we've told you has now come out. Of course, because it had come out before, ladies and gentlemen. There just wasn't an internet for people to learn about it. It was in scholarly books, and it was in trade publications. But now the Daily Caller is reporting via DrudgeReport.com, has it linked up there, so does InfoWars.com. IRS lawyer says scandal was overseen by D.C., names names. Oh, really? Oh, the pro-life groups and the churches and the libertarian and conservative groups being harassed by the IRS, and then none of the socialist groups or communist groups or the tyrannical fake liberal groups, none of them were audited. Gee, it was ordered from on top. I know. You mean they lied to me? Oh, Fast and Furious wasn't meant to get our guns, and then the memos came out it was? Oh, you mean they lied to me? Do I lie to you, baby? Did I say something that wasn't true? I'm telling you, honey, would I lie to you? I don't know. Bill Clinton said, I did not have sex with that woman. How dare you? How dare you? We don't have drones watching you. Turns out they do. We're not buying billions of bullets. Okay, we are, but Jones is a kook covering it. So we bought 7,000 armored vehicles, and we're training the military to take on gun owners in their own training manuals. That's not big news. How dare you be upset by it, Jones? And here it is. Oh, it's all in the subsections and the Government Accounting Office report. It's all public now. Oh, my goodness, that they tagged blank checks on there to basically overthrow the entire Bill of Rights in Obamacare. Well, yeah, that's like the amnesty bill. People go, well, what does it do? Whatever they want. It's got national IDs in it. It's got internal checkpoints in it. It's got... They say it's one thing. It's a power grab. That's the nature of governments throughout history. We had a Bill of Rights and Constitution, Declaration of Independence, checks and balances for a reason. Because if you don't bind down government, it will rape you financially. It will rape you societally. It will rape you culturally, and it'll finally rape you in your life. It's preposterous that this Alex Jones person is warning of a government takeover. It only happens in every other case in history, and we're only following the exact A to Z program. It's insane! Next, he'll say if you jump off a 1,000-foot cliff without a parachute, you'll die! It's crazy! And now, in a national survey, WorldNet Daily reports 6 in 10 physicians said they're likely many doctors will retire earlier than planned in the next 1 to 3 years. Well, that's the plan, bankrupt the country. Bring in private profit but government-run health care where they can charge you more and give you less. It's the globalist model. All right, so that's some of what I was going to be getting to, but... I mentioned this earlier, and I'm going to show this article to you now, and we're going to play some video and audio of this put out by the ACLU. But the headline on InfoWars.com is, Watch, This Is Your Future, Ordering a Pizza in 2015. And it was put out by the ACLU predicting 2015. How about 1985, 1986? How about Back to the Future? See, that's the thing. What I'm trying to get through to you here, this is an engineered, globalist, technocratic plan. Just Google, bankers call themselves technocrats. Bankers declare world government. You'll get Financial Times of London, Der Spiegel, you'll get Davos videos all announcing how they're going to do this. And let me tell you, it isn't good for you. And you're like, oh, that's that guy's opinion. This is not my opinion. It is not my opinion that most vaccines have weaponized cancer viruses added to them. Just look it up. It's not my opinion that government is debating whether putting a nanotech virus in the vaccines that will attack your brain and make you basically be emotionalist, and then they're game over, they've won. This might as well be a foreign alien species running things. I'm not saying that technically, but I mean, it might as well. You're in a science fiction movie, people! Okay? You can say the power to destroy a thing is the power to totally control it. And yeah, the New World Order is arrogant, folks, because they already checkmated us a long time ago. Oh, I just said it. Yes. I hope that members of the establishment realize how insane this is and they're not going to get away with it because it'll come back on them. They can't beat humanity and not bring themselves down, even if they think we're all a bunch of garbage. You're getting the deep truths here. And... we've already lost on this current program. If there's not a giant awakening at a grassroots level, just a convulsion. If we stay quietly on this incremental path, it's over. Now, Now, look, watch. This is your future, ordering a pizza 2015 under the NSA grid with thousands of private companies having all your private data, all of it shared. They're the ones that run the government, folks. This New World Order is a private, corporate, fascist government that's anti-free market. How do you control markets, as the founder of the Rockefeller said? With government. He said, competition is a sin. Use the state to shut down competition. That's why the nanny state tells you to be a wimp, you to not be armed, while they armed to the teeth. This is a cold-blooded takeover. Now, here's just so we can go back, here's USA Today. Missouri tracks scoff laws via pizza delivery databases. And they say, when you call to order a pizza to any of the big three national companies, it runs through a database and with the police, and they get up to 25% or more. One company got $2 million in that year, 2003. This was in 2004. They reported just off of the money. Now, did anybody tell you when you call this is happening? See, here's the ACLU telling you that this is coming. Folks, this isn't coming. See, this none of this is my opinion. If something's my opinion, I will tell you it's my opinion. Let's go to a short clip. See, you got to come to that realization. You're not allowed. You can have your own opinion, but not your own facts, okay? I know what I'm talking about. Notice the crazy world I talked about is now all coming true. It was already true. It isn't coming true. I won't even tell you all the stuff I know because you can't handle the truth. Let's go ahead now and let's go to the short clip from the ACLU. Here it is. This is simulated call.
Dallas, guaranteed hot in 30 minutes or it's free. This is Mary. May I take your order?
Hi, Mary. Yes, I'd like to order.
Is this Mr. Kelly?
Yes.
Thank you for calling again, sir. I share your national identification number is 610-204-9998-45-54610. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. I see you live at 736 Montrose Court, but you're calling from your cell phone. Are you at home?
I'm just leaving work, but I'm...
Oh, we can deliver to Bob's Auto Supply. That's at 175 Lincoln Avenue, yes?
No, I'm on my way home. How do you know all this stuff?
We just got wired into the system, sir.
Oh, well, I'd like to order a couple of your double meat special pizzas.
Sure thing. There'll be a new $20 charge for those, sir.
What do you mean?
Sir, the system shows me that your medical records indicate that you have high blood pressure and extremely high cholesterol. Luckily, we have a new agreement with your national health care provider that allows us to sell you double meat pies as long as you agree to waive all future claims of liability.
What?
Do you agree, sir? You can sign the form when we deliver, but there is a charge for processing. The total is $67 even.
$67?
Well, that includes the delivery surcharge of $15 to cover the added risk to our driver of traveling through an orange zone.
I live in an orange zone?
Now you do. Looks like there was another robbery on Montrose yesterday. You could save $48 if you ordered our special Sprout Submarine Combo and picked it up yourself. Comes with tofu sticks. Those are very tasty.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. Full video up on InfoWars.com. Folks, look at this article right here. IRS lawyer says scandal was overseen by D.C. names. See, there's how they use a big government control grid to persecute people and for social engineering. Same thing with the NSA. They're not angels. They've never been angels. You create a government that is super powerful. It will destroy your life. It will destroy the country. It will be taken over by criminal special interests. But this one was already built by criminal special interests who have infested our entire system. Second hour coming up. Tell your friends and family to tune in now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.